Vayter and Shas from Daf Lamites, picking it up on Lamites, six lines down, next part of the Mishnah. We're continuing on with halal ideas. Makom shenagu lichpo, in a place where they double up. Different psukim, we should do that as well in the halal. Tana, Rebbe Kofa Badvar, Rebbe used to double up things. Rashi says, me anna v'halla, from anna, shemoshiana, and on. Rebbe Lazar ben Prata, Mosif Badvar, he added to that. Rashi explains, he added to that which Rebbe did. And what was it? My Mosif, what did he do? What did he add on? Rabbi, Mosif lichpo me odicha, ki ani sani, ulamata. He added from then, and beyond that, Rashi says, "Kedipirish tleel shekol mizmor kafel miroshu v'adkan." It was all doubled up. Next part of the mission, we said a place where there would be mavarich yerivarich, and that is what are we talking about here? Amar Bai, we said this already. We mentioned it, foreshadowed. It says lo shenu elu lachar. It's talking about the bracha achrona. V'alafana mitzvah lavarich. When it's talking about before the halal, of course you make a bracha over there, and that is like the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the following idea, which we have learned in other places as well, and that is the Amr, he says, Kol mitzvos kulam nevarach aleim over l'siyosin. All mitzvos that we do, we make over l'siyosin. Over means code them beforehand. We saw this in Pesachim. We'll see this in other times in Shas as well. We do it before we actually do the mitzvah. Umayim asher d'hai over l'shan d'akudumehu. How do we know the l'shan of over means the l'shan of before? We're going to see a few different answers, a few psukim to bring this up. One is the Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, and Tchsiv, Vayoritz Achimatz, Derech HaKikar, Vayavor, it's a Kushi. It talks about over there that Achimatz, he ran and he got ahead of the Kushi, and he went in front of him. So we see the word Lashon of Vayavor is talking him in front. This is a pasuk in Shmuel, when he's going to tell David HaMelech that Avshalom ended up dying. Abai Amr Mehacha, he learns it from the following idea, pasuk in Bereishis. Vu over lefneim, and he went in front of them. This is talking about Yaakov going before his Rebbetzins and his kids when he went to go meet up with Esav. Vu over lefneim, he went in front of them. Vibayisayim Mehacha, he learned from the following, pasuk in Micha, Vayavor Malkam lefneim, Vashem Baroshem. And when it says Vayav or Malkam Lefnam, and they passed before them, so we see again it's a lesson of coming in front of Hashem Roshem, Hashem was in the head. Okay, nonetheless, we do see such a concept of that it means only the bracha that we're talking about when there's a makom shenagu to say it or not say it. It's only talking about the very end of the halal, but the beginning for sure we actually go and say bracha in the beginning. It's all question about, again, Ashkenaz and Sfarim have different hugim about this, but does one person say a bracha? Does everyone say the bracha? Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Next Mishnah, let's get into Shemitah. We know that there's a halacha, it's coming up this year, Bezrat Hashem Yitzborach Shemo, there's something called Shviyas, otherwise known as Shemitah, and that is every 7 years you have to let the land lay fallow, and you have to let people go ahead and take from it, let all the stuff becomes hefker, and you're not allowed to cultivate it, you're not allowed to grow it, you're not allowed to lock up your fields. However, there are certain things you are allowed to do. So let's say I go ahead and I pick up some stuff from Shemitah, from Shviyas produce, then it has to make sure that it's really up there for eating, ultimately. And even if I sell it, so then the money that I sell this produce for ends up taking on Kedusha Shviyas, and that has to be used up within the year as well, buying other fruit or vegetables or food, and then eating it and making sure that it's finished that year. So that's known as Shemitah and different, various small little introduction to this idea, which is going to be relevant for us right now. Halokeach lulav mechavero b'shvias. Let's say a person takes lulav from his chaver. Rashi explains right away, he says, it doesn't really mean from a chaver, it means from an ama oretz. Because we're talking about a chaver here who's actually buying it. But you don't usually call an ama oretz a chaver. A chaver is someone who's very careful and scrupulous thinking of better words for it. But you get to my point, more words. Very careful about the ideas of halachas in general, of mitzvos. Ama Oretz is not usually so careful, so therefore it doesn't make sense, Rashi says, to use the Lashon of Halokeach Lulav Mechavero. It means a Chavar is taken from Ama Oretz. So he goes ahead and he takes it from Ama Oretz on, a Chavar buys a Lulav from Ama Oretz during Shemitah, and he asks him, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Halokeach Lulav Mechavishvias, no sin lo esrog b'matana. Rashi, with Rashi's Lashon, he says, he asks Ama Oretz to give him the esrog for free. Give it to him as a matana. Why? Because he can't buy it from him on Shemitah. Lefishi in Rashi Leloko, but Shviyas is also for him to buy it from him on Shemitah. The Rashi says that Gemara first. Time enough, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the issue is. Okay, nonetheless, he asks him to go and do it as a gift. Says the Gemara. What happens if he doesn't want to do it? Lo Ratzili Tanu Matana. What does he do if the guy does not ask him to give it to Matana? So what does he do? Amar Rav Huna Mavliyale Dmei Esrog B'Lulav. He swallows up the money of the esrog into the lulav. So basically, machlokas Rashi, Rambam, other Rishonim, what happens over here? But let's take a look. Basically, the way the Rambam spells it out is that he gives the money. Rashi seems to say that he keeps, you know, upping the price of the esrog of the lulav. He says to the Amaretz, give me an expense, you know, I'll pay a lot for this lulav. Just give me the esrog in. You have to like have him say it out straight that, okay, I'm giving you the esrog as a gift. The Rambam says, no, you just buy it together and then everything is nichlal together. But you had in mind that you're doing it for the lulav, which is going to take it as well. Okay. Vales of Leibah Behedya, says Gemara. Understand, what exactly is the issue of here? What's wrong with buying an esrog during Shemitah that you have to do all this shtick? Just v'leis of labor head, you give it to him straight up for the esrog. As Gemara, l'fisha ein mosin d'me peris shvias lama aretz. Because since the Torah says, like we mentioned in the intro a little bit, Rashi brings this down, that the produce of the year of Shemitah is for eating and not for business. So the money can't be left over to hang on to for after Shemitah. And we suspect that the Am Haaretz is going to do so, just that. Therefore, we can't give them the money for Shemitah stuff that will take on Kedusha Shvius. So the Vishayin Mosin Demei Peres Shvius Lam Haaretz, we don't do such a thing. That is the reason why. And if we go ahead and buy this from him, we're going to be over in Issef, Lifnei Evil Lositin Michshol, because the money's going to take on the Kedusha Shvius. They're going to be using it and holding on to it for afterwards. And that's a problem. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Ein Mosin Demei Peres Shvius Lama Arts. You can't give Demei Peres Shvius, the money, the monetary stuff of Shvius Lama Arts, Yoser Mi Muslin Shol Sudos. You're allowed to give up to amount of 3 seudos. What is that? Why is that? Says Rashi. Av a Muslim gemul mosin kedei chayev. You're allowed to give as much as you can live. The ikal ameimar de lesudas Shabbos hutzarech v'kivin shehuter be'erev Shabbos hutel choy mosin Shabbos. Because we know they have 3 seudos in Shabbos, 2 during the week usually, but 3 during Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to give him the amount that he's going to need in order to be able to eat for Shabbos. And that we're not worried that he's going to go ahead and hold on to for a long time, because he's going to use that amount of money to buy food. V'im masar yomar, and let's say he gave it, and he realized, oh my gosh, he gave more than he was supposed to, he should do the following. Yomar, harei mos halalu yumichulalin al perish yesh lebesoch besi. He should go ahead and he should say that all of this money, the money that I just gave over, it should be mechulal, the kedusha, that instead of it being on there, let it come onto the fruit that I have in my house, that's not kedusha shviya stuff, Rashi says, she'enim kedusha shviyas. And then he'll go ahead and use those and eat them in the state of kedusha and keep it in proper. Beep, turn the page. Let me test my base. Uba v'ochlin kedusha shvius, like we just said, and let him use that as kedusha shvius. And Rashi says chashav Rashi, chaver ze v'ochel. This chaver should use them. Osam aperis kedusha shvius achila v'shtia v'sicha v'adlakas aner. What are you allowed to use kedusha shvius for? You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to drink it, you're allowed to use it for candles, like you need it for fuel, and you're allowed to, I skipped on Yelich, use it for Sicha. Sheinah no, some mutaros, these are things that are mutter behen, like it says in Shvius. Okay, Mesachah Shvius. What are we talking about over here? What is this discussion about? Are you allowed to give over for 3 meals? That's belokech min hamufker. That's only if you saw that he took the stuff from stuff which is hefker. So the Amaretz took the stuff from stuff which is hefker, and that's totally legit. And then he decided to sell it to you, totally legit, and you buy from him the amount of 3 meals. Aval belokech min hamashomer. But if you took it from something which is mashomer, which is locked up, guarded, taken care of, closed, noel, then that's a problem. And we're going to be suspicious of him doing bad things with even the money that you're going to be giving him, that I feel gechatzi iser also, even a tiny amount, you're not allowed to buy from him, and you're not allowed to go ahead and get anything from him. So basically, sikum, what we've seen so far, is that what's the issue? Why do you have to pull all the shtick over here? They have to make sure it gets nichlal into the lulav. Why can't you just buy the esrog straight up? The answer is because we know that you're not allowed to go ahead and give money that's going to be to an Am Haaretz, because we're worried he's going to use it, you know, for the wrong things if it ends up having Kedusha Shvius on it. And we saw that as the price is bringing down the only amount of 3 meals, and Esrog is going to be more than that, and that's why you're not allowed to buy the Esrog from him, but you're allowed to buy the Lulav, and it gets swallowed up in the Lulav. Now we're going to ask a kasha on this last thing that we just said, that the most you're allowed to give is the amount of food for 3 seudos. It says it was coming from Hefker, everything was legit, they didn't do it from a Shomer, you're allowed to give them amount that they have for 3 sudos. Says, is that really true? I'm going to show you not like that. Masav of Sheshes. I'm going to move Kashala sudos for Sulo. That's only allowed to do. Uramini. But we have another Mishnah, which seems to say not like that. Mitzvah in Shvius says, We're going to see a lot of different vegetables over here. If you want translations, get like an art scroll or something like that to look them up. But nonetheless, we see a lot of vegetables. Ha pigam v'hayarbazin v'ashitin v'chaglaglugos v'akuzbar shabaharim v'akarpas shabanaros v'agargir shal afar p'turmin ha-meiser. All of these types of vegetables are putter from meiser. Rashi explains, this is talking about all the time. And the reason why this is because she'en keyotz v'hem nishmar. People don't really care about them. They're not choshev ala brios, and they're mafkir them for everyone. And hefker is pater for meiser. We learned that from the pasuk, this past week's parasha. Uba levi ke'in lo chilek v'nachal imach imacha b'davar she'in lo chilek v'nachal imach yitol meiser sav yotze hefker lekat shechav apaya she'ish lo chilek imach. We don't take off meiser to this to go to the levi, because the Levi only gets stuff that he doesn't have a chelik in. But this he does have a chelik in because it's from Hefker, so anyone can take from it. Therefore, you don't take any meiser. V'nikachin mikol adam b'shvias, and you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to get from this. You're allowed to buy this from anybody on Shemitah. Rashi says, v'alfagab de b'shvias, naga b'mufkarim, mipnei she'ein kayotze b'hem nishmar, havadokech ben ha-mufkar. V'alfagab de lo yodinan be'i, b'hai de vade hefker, even though we don't know for sure this is Hefker, still, we say that this is not the way normally to keep it. Therefore, you're allowed to go give them the money, and we're not worried about the fact that they're going to keep it over for business. Therefore, you could see lokech min amufkar masvinan tuva deha v'nichin katani mashma filatuva. It sounds like you're allowed to buy even more than the amount, which is three meals of this kind of stuff. L'fishein keyotzim v'nishma, because people don't go ahead and they don't guard over this. And therefore, what do we see? That you're allowed to go ahead. This mishnah is coming pretty much telling us that you're allowed to buy even from an ama aretz something which is more than the amount of three meals, as long as we know that it came from something which is not a guarded field. So why do you say it's only three sudos? He asked the kasha, he gave the answer. No. It said when it taught that halacha, it taught it b'chadei man. B'chadei man means the amount that's necessary. Man means mizono. Says Rashi, b'chadei mizono sav shanu denichin v'hainu shalos sudos. The amount the person needs in order to eat, and that is three sudos. So you wanted to be a Uriah from another mishnah to say that, hey, you're allowed to even buy more than three sudos worth. The answer is no. That particular mishnah was also talking only up to three sudos. V'chadei man rabbi b'chana rabbi yochanan b'chadei man shanu taught you b'chadei man the amount you need for three sudos. My mashma of the high man lishna the mizoneu. Where in the world do we get that the lashon of man is a lashon of mizonos? The chsev, as a pasuk says, "Vayiman lehem hamelech." This is a pasuk in Daniel. Rashi explains that it's referencing b'tzarchi seuda mishtayikra. It's talking about what's necessary, what they need in order to have their suda. So vayiman is a lashon of mizonos, and that was talking about the fact of only having three sudas. So therefore, we have no kasha. Everything's good and dandy and glatt. Frak the Gemara, we got only one problem over here. You said you're not allowed to buy an esrog. What about a lulav? Why about a lulav? E hachi, then lulav nami. Isn't there a problem with buying a lulav? Right? This is also something which is a lulav of Shemitah. Rashi says, e hachi dein mosin demi shvias lama arts. Lulav nami lo nizma mine. Sha'af bono ik shvias. For time of first, come on, we're going to explain soon why the shvias is shaykh also to a lulav. But the point is that I shouldn't be able to do this as well. Lulav nami. Why are you allowed to go ahead and buy the lulav and put the esrog into it? This is Gemara, lulav by shishas anichlas ha-shviyasu. When you buy a lulav on Shemitah, the seventh year, Sukkos is right in the beginning of the year, right? It didn't grow in the last 2 weeks. It took years to grow. So when you have a lulav that's coming in the seventh year, it means it's a sixth year lulav, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and use it because it's not considered Shemitah, no problem. What do you think, that Esrog also grew in the last couple of weeks? No way. Esrog also is going to be considered a sixth one that's coming into the seventh year. So it shouldn't be shaykh to any sort of issues of Shemitah as well. As well, no. Esrog basa l'kitas linen. There's a concept known as, there's a question as for when does something take on a certain status. And over here it's saying that the status of Esrog, it goes after its picking, l'kita, when it's picked. That's what, as opposed to basar chanata, when it starts to flower, it starts to grow. So esek basar lakita is linan, and the time we're picking it now is picking it once it's already this new year. Therefore, we pick it from Rosh Hashanah, and it's already considered like a Shemitah, and that's going to be the problem. Frak the Gemara, what? You're telling me that esek basar lakita is linan? Seems to be that that's not the case. And the Gemara is going to say, we're going to see like a long thing, a little piece that's going to take us to the next page, next Amud. And then we're going to see two different opinions that seem to go against this concept. And then we're going to come up one that works with it, and everything's going to go well. So says the Gemara, Horador, V'ha bein Rabbi Gamliel, bein Rabbi Eliezer, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who happen to have a machlokas in a particular area, which we're going to see in a moment. You're saying, Etzer Basar Lakita is lean on, that it goes after Lakita when you pick it, but we see the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, Lenin Shavias, they both agree, even though they have a machlokas about Meiser, reference to an Esrog, they agree when it comes to Shemitah, Esrog Basar Chanata Zlina, that goes after Chanata, which means when it starts to flower, when it starts to blossom, when it becomes a fruit itself, which is going to be before Shemitah, therefore there shouldn't be a problem. The Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, and this is the Machlokas we're going to see right now, this is Machlokas Mishnah in Bikurim, Esrog, Shavu Le'ilan B'Shloshet Derachim U'Liyarg B'Derech Echad. An Esrog is considered like a fruit of a tree, it's considered like a tree in three ways, and it's considered like, others known as what we would call normally a fruit, and it's considered like a yarek of derecher, it's like a vegetable in one way. How are they comparable to an ilan to a tree? Shavul ilan v'shol shadurachim l'arla v'leravai v'leshvias. Arla, which knows that we're not allowed to have something, some fruits that grow within the first 3 years are usher to eat from them. The fourth year is known as revai. That's the second thing here, which is allowed to be eaten once it passes arla. The third year it can be eaten in the fourth year in Yerushalayim, and then the something is known as shvias, known as shmita. Otherwise, that what we say just like it's like a. Like an Elon in that way as well. And that what? That it goes according to Chanata, and not according to the time when it's picked. Rashi says, as Lina Bey, excuse, but to Chanata. And therefore, if we go according to Chanata, so then that's going to be a sixth-year one and not a seventh-year one. So there should be no problem here. And we said it's compared to a yark in some way, a yark b'derech echad, in one way. How is it compared to a yark? Beep, turn the page. Daf mem. Shabishas likitaso. Yisuro, from the time that it's malach, you're malachet it, when you go out and you pick it, that's the year that it takes on in reference to Meiser, whether it's going to be what's known as Meiser Sheni or it's known as Meiser Ani. Rashi gives an example that let's say Shem Chonat B'Shana Shniyah, let's say it flowered and it blossomed and became a fruit in the second year, Shem Aser Seh, Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni. They think of Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi, and Meiser Sheni goes, you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it over there. But let's have Vanilka Plashlishis, we actually picked it on the third year, Lishmita, Shem Aser Seh, Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Ani, Misaser, Kedin, Meiser Shlishis. It becomes like a third year thing that you go and you give it to the poor. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Those are all the words of Rabbi Gamliel. But the main nekuda for us right now is that in reference to Shavias, in reference to Shemitah, it's considered at the time that you, sorry, not that you, but the time of Chanata, the time that it flowers, and therefore it's considered the sixth year, not the seventh year. What are you talking about then? Are you saying that it goes according to Lakita? Rabbi Eliezer is the one who argues on him in reference to Meiser, but he does agree in terms of Esrog, by when it comes to Shemitah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esrog Shavu'ah Le'ilan, the whole davar is considered like a tree to everything, which means even when it comes to the idea of Meiser, that it goes from the time that of Chanata, not the time that it's picked. But still, when it comes to the idea of Shemitah, it's considered at the time of Chanata, and not at the time that it's picked. So how could you say that there shouldn't be any problem not only with Lulav, because it's a sixth year Lulav, but even with Esrog, because it should go after the flowering and not the time that it picks? The Gemara, who the Amar Kiyai Tana? It goes according to our Mishnah, is going to the following Tana, the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Aftolmos Heyed Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. Aftolmos was made in the name of five great sages. Esrog Acher Lakita Lameiser. Esrog goes after Lakita, or reference to the idea of Meiser, from the time that you actually pick it in terms of Meiser. That goes within the worlds like of Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbosenu Nimnu B'Usha, the Amru, they came together in Usha, they said, Bein Lameiser, Bein Lishvias. No, it goes, then it goes according to the time that you're Basa Lakita in reference to not only that, but Meiser, but also Shvias. In fact, the Gemara, Shvias, Matachar Shmei, when did we ever talk about Shmita? The whole discussion over there that Avtomus was discussing was only reference to Meiser. So what in the world are you coming out of the blue and saying anything about Shmita? The Gemara, Chasurim, Achasavach, Gitani. We're missing, and this is what it means to say, Esrog Acher Lakita Lameiser, Acher Chanata Lishvias. Oh, so we say over here, pretty straightforward, that he's saying that Ed Esrog goes after Lakita for the time that you pick it, in reference to Meiser, but after flowering when it comes to Shemitah. Rabbi Senu Nimnu B'Usha V'Amr, they said, they argue, they say, Esrog Basar Lakita Bein Lameiser Bein Lishvias. It says that it goes after Lakita, the time that you pick it, both in reference to Meiser and in reference to Shemitah. So when you said Achachanot of Shemitah over there, here we have another opinion that seems to be saying, the Rabbi Sina Be'usha, that they say, the Nimne Be'usha LeMeiser, that, I'm sorry, Bein LeMeiser, Bein LeShemitah goes after Lakita, and the time of Lakita is going to be by us, when it's already, even though it's a sixth-year Esrog in terms of Chanata, in terms of Lakita, it's already the seventh year. And that, my friend, brings us full circle as for why there's an issue of taking an Esrog, but there's not an issue of taking the Lulav. Okay, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.